The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk.
Thanks to spiritmotorgroup.ie. With secure online payments, buying your next used car has never been easier. With Spirit Motor Group.
Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin is on the line. Micheál Martin, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
What is your view, first of all, since it's the topic du jour, of ending the lockdown?
Well, I think tomorrow the government will make further announcements. My own view is that I do think we need to move on some fronts a bit faster than we perhaps are. I go back to the original tests that were set about 3 or 4 weeks ago in terms of the roadmap. First of all, the first was progress of the disease. We're told that it has been, the community transmission has effectively been well and truly controlled. We're told that the healthcare capacity and resilience, well, you know, ICU beds are down to 37 now. The testing tracing capacity is the issue that I think we need further clarity on. Although we are being told that the capacity is now there to do the requisite number of testing if required. The ability to shield at-risk groups, I think there's been significant improvement in terms of protecting and measures have been taken to protect people in nursing homes. A concern around clusters in meat plants, which went to extraordinarily high levels, I think up to 1,000 meat plant workers apparently testing positive. So that would have been a concern, certainly in certain areas. And then the risk to secondary morbidities or non-COVID type illnesses, which is growing actually. So if you look at those tests, Pat, I think we do need to revisit the roadmap in terms of ensuring faster progress on some issues. I've already identified the 20-kilometer one as one. I do see the concerns from public health who are fearful that where you have high levels of COVID positive cases, such as in Dublin, that you don't want people traveling length and breadth very quickly and potentially spreading the virus again. But within certain counties even, it could be considered, in my view, that could be waived because some counties have had zero cases now for quite a number of days. Yeah. And particularly in the Western Seaboard, in places like Kerry, if you take Kerry, for example, it's taking a huge hit on hospitality and tourism. Some counties are more reliant on that industry than others.
The problem is tourism brings people from outside. That's the whole idea of it. To those areas. So they would be perhaps a bit dismayed. Remember the protests in Wexford when people at the first holiday weekend of the season where they were giving out and kind of saying, we don't want the dubs down here bringing their COVID with them. So now that things
that's what I'm saying, if a reasonable compromise might be, I understand that. And I think that's the reason why Dublin has been, shall we say, the centre of the highest numbers of COVID positive cases, like other capital cities. And clearly, the public health are wary of opening up the boundaries, so to speak, to let people travel the length and breadth of the country. But I'm saying even within counties, on a county-by-county basis, imposing a 20-kilometre, continuing with that, may not be necessary, particularly where the levels are very, very low of any transmission at all. And that's something that should be considered if the concern is that you want to protect Wexford and others from an influx of holidaymakers from areas where COVID was high. I get that. I understand that. But I do think we need
to do it because, you can't make fish of one and fowl of another. People would be saying it's unfair because in my particular part of Cavan or wherever it might be, we don't have any. And yet, we're not permitted. It's that kind of argument. Anyway, Micheál, we shall move on to government formation. Next Sunday would mark 120 days from the election. And it's now becoming tedious, shall we say, trying to get an agreement. Where are we at?
Well, I've been very consistent from the beginning that we needed to form a government, and people misinterpret that. But I generally have a view that it's our obligation and our duty to form a government after a general election. Where we are now is I think we have made progress on quite a number of areas. There are still some challenges there in terms of areas, both in terms of the climate change issues and so on, but we are making progress on them, and I would hope that we could bring some of those issues to resolution over the next couple of days.
The next couple of days. So when are we looking at...
Fundamentally, I would say, Pat, look, if you stand back from all of the talks, and when talks go on and on, people get into detail, but if you stand back from this, economic recovery is essential. We're facing huge challenges in terms of public sector companies, transport companies, the universities, the institutes of technology, all will need significant bailouts. There is the small to medium-sized sector in deep trouble. they feel they haven't got the type of response, and I think they're right, that is required. I just look at the German response, for example, which is giving grants to small to medium-sized companies. I think we need to follow that type of approach. That said, that requires the formation of a government. I think the three leaders met yesterday. I think we are determined, and we'll meet again over the next day or two to try and progress this as effectively and as quickly as we can. And I think there are some outstanding issues there, and I believe there are meetings going on now to try and resolve those tomorrow and over the weekend. So hopefully we'll see light after the weekend.
Yeah, the whole question of moving from where we are to a lower emissions economy, that probably would strike people from the outside as being the biggest sticking point, because the Green Party were very vague in any of the conversations we had with practically how this would be done. They would say, oh, there's a whole range of things you can do. You can insulate your houses, you can cut the national herd, you can do this, that and the other. But it was all sort of, you could do these things. But my question always was, well, precisely what and when do you want to do all of these things? Because looking for a 7% reduction per year over the period of a 5-year government would bring the emissions way, way down at a speed that probably is not achievable.
Well, yeah, there's two things there. I mean, first of all, there is a lot of teasing out to be done in terms of the actual detail of this, and that actually has taken up a lot of time in the talks themselves.
Have they offered you a roadmap to this rather than the vague?
There's been good discussions on it, our people, we all parties support, and Fianna Fáil in its manifesto was very strong on the green agenda, quite frankly, and we would argue that 80% of what was in our manifesto was certainly complementary to similar to what was in the green agenda, the Green Party's own manifesto. I think there are specific items that have been identified where we could move quickly on. And I think the framework and the context is, obviously it's the UN are looking at a 10-year time frame in terms of achieving that type of ongoing reductions. But we are, I think when I stand back from it, I think this is a once in a lifetime opportunity actually to really begin a new departure in climate change policy. I actually believe that. And I think what's on the table from my perspective, you stand back from the from the trees and look at this from a macro basis, this is would represent a fundamental departure in terms of climate policy.
I think we can get too
involved in the detail on this and lose the big picture. And the big picture is that the three parties are signing up to the 7%, want to achieve it, other countries are doing likewise, and let's get on with it.
The question, though, of how doable it is, and if the Green Party are saying we need 7% per year and they have not given people a practical roadmap, I mean, when you go back to your party members for a vote, which will be postal, unless they have a detail of what is required from each sector, whether it's transport or whether it's agriculture or whatever it might be, it's going to be very hard sell unless people are so desperate to get into power they'll buy anything the Greens have for sale.
Well, I don't like that phrase desperate for power, because you just started out by saying it's 120 days, you said, or whatever, since the election.
Yeah, 120 days come Sunday.
I don't think anyone would be accused of desperate at this stage. I mean, it seems to me that there's an imperative that we form a government, but the discussions are challenging in that respect, and that is why we still don't have a resolution of this. Not just that, but there was other issues as well. One has to walk through this.
Issues that seem a bit bizarre. For example, the Occupied Territories Bill, supported by the Greens and Fianna Fáil, passed by the Dáil. Fine Gael opposed what it involves, which is banning Israeli products made in the occupied territories on the basis of legal advice, which says it would contravene EU law. So if you can't do it legally, you can't do it. But is that kind of thing in the talks to any degree? Because you can look at lots of countries around the world who do nasty things, both to other populations and to their own. For example, if you go to China and you decide we won't have Chinese goods coming in here because of the way they punish various sectors of their own population. I mean, where would we be then?
Yeah, although that particular legislation covers all occupied territories, but obviously there's a particular focus on the Israeli-Palestinian situation. And I think what has happened in Ireland in terms of public opinion on that issue is that there's been huge frustration built up over the policy approach of the Israeli government towards a resolution of that conflict. We've all subscribed to the two-state solution. But actually,
okay,
it's
but is that part of the negotiation? I mean,
that's an issue. I don't want to give. We've agreed we wouldn't give running commentaries on every aspect of the negotiations. But yes, it is there. It's on the agenda. And I think I'm giving you the broader context, though, is that you know there is a significant disapproval in Ireland at the policies adopted by the Israeli government in relation to making progress resolving the outstanding issues there, and some of the actions in terms of continued annexation and continued expansion, if you like, of settlements, which is
what about. Now, Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin is back. We were talking about the roads programme, what the Greens want. They want projects abandoned. Is that going to happen?
Well, I thought we were on the Palestinian question.
No, we've moved on from that. Yeah, because they want 60
projects.
The
key issues, just economic recovery, housing, health, climate change, and within the climate change there's a whole range of issues that flow from that. But in terms of the, you know, the, I think there's the balance, and I don't want to, look, we did say we wouldn't be giving a running commentary, and I think we've been very faithful to that as a party. But I think the bottom line is we need a balance in terms of whatever emerges, and there'll be give and take. I think you can take it that there will be significantly increased investment in cycling and in pedestrian routes and so on. And I think there's great opportunities there, along with a stimulus package to do that effectively. And also there will be ongoing need in terms of roads as well. But I think it's a balance that has to be struck. But I'm not going to negotiate
or get into the detail of that negotiation.
No.
I don't know.
And I think education is another key enabler for economic recovery as well. And I mean, I don't know what you've been reading it, and I think it doesn't get the same profile, but there's a real crisis emerging in third level education and in research. And Fianna Fáil is very clear that a new national focus is required in terms of investment
in third
level education and research to reboot the economy.
Did you hear John McGuinness on Gavin Riley's programme on News Talk last Sunday criticising you for not briefing the parliamentary party on how the talks were going?
No, I didn't hear that, but that wouldn't. I mean, the negotiators are involved on a daily basis, all day, on the talks. And I think I'm talking in meeting with individual TDs on an ongoing basis. I spoke to John as well, and I wouldn't accept that criticism.
Yeah, well, I was just thought it was a political mischief because he was suggesting that you brief a whole shower of leakers on the progress of the talks. I mean, they'd be out there in no time.
To be fair, like we took a line, and we have not been doing running commentary. We haven't been briefing, maybe to our own disadvantage, but we just haven't been, because I think the quality of the talks is important, integrity within the talks is important, and the overarching objective of the talks is to get a program for government that's sustainable, that's deliverable on the key issues that people can access housing in the future, a different type of society post-COVID, better opportunities in education, changing our health service, and fundamentally altering our approach to climate change. And I think that those have to be, people know
now,
those are the issues that we're discussing.
Yeah.
And I think I think we have to respect the integrity of the talks in that regard.
Now, presuming that Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil get it over the line with their own processes, what if the Greens don't get it across the line? What would happen then?
Well, basically, you don't. That this strand then doesn't work. It doesn't come to a conclusion, and a negative one at that. But we have to work on the basis that.
So do you keep going, or
do we get a broke for government?
Do you keep going, trying to cobble together something with the independents?
I don't want to speculate or contemplate what happens after that, but I think parties clearly have to assess the outcome of that sort of scenario, you know. But we have to work on the basis that each party will work to secure approval of their members once an agreement is reached. We can't really think beyond that at this stage.
Yeah. All right, now the deadline.
It would represent a significant crisis, Pat.
That's for sure.
Legislation does require to be passed. Action needs to be taken in terms of the economy, in terms of small to medium-sized companies, and we mentioned tourism and hospitality earlier. And I do think you need a fully formed government with ministers who know they'll be there for the next 4 to 5 years and who can start taking the decisions, the right decisions, that would have such a medium-term impact for the benefit of people in this country.
Okay. The final point, and we're already at 11, so we'll make this brief, about the deadline, because you know that the provisions of the Offences Against the State Act and the Criminal Justice Amendment Act 2009 are renewed by the end of June every year through a motion that goes through the Dáil and the Seanad. And if those are not renewed, then certain things will happen, and provisions about evidence, non-jury trials won't be allowed, all of these kind of things. So is the end of June the real deadline here?
Well, that means the next few days is the real deadline, because we have to allow time to go to the parties for ballots. Like, our national executive is meeting tomorrow to facilitate a rule change to allow for a postal ballot. So that will take time. The Green Party and Fine Gael equally have to consult their members and have votes. So I think the next couple of days are absolutely crucial, because that deadline is a real deadline. In our view, that necessitates a real momentum over the next day or two to get this over the line. And I think the issues can be dealt with, the outstanding issues can be dealt with a bit of common sense and with a will to get them resolved. And if the will is there, I think it certainly can be achieved in the coming days.
Micheál Martin, leader of Fianna Fáil, thank you very much for joining us, and let's hope that that goes to a fairly rapid conclusion over the next few days.